Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kids Bible Devotions. Today, we are going to learn about how Jesus died for our sins. Our reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. It says, "Who has believed our message? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root out of dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised, and we did not care. Yet it was our weakness he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants, that his life was cut short in midstream. But he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong and had never deceived anyone. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. But it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and cause him grief. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. He will enjoy a long life, and the Lord's good plan will prosper in his hands. When he sees all that is accomplished by his anguish, he will be satisfied. And because of his experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be counted righteous, for he will bear all their sins. I will give him the honors of a victorious soldier, because he exposed himself to death. He was counted among the rebels. He bore the sins of many and interceded for rebels." That was our reading today. What does it mean? Who is this man that Isaiah 53 is talking about? Isaiah is talking about Jesus. Jesus came to earth and died for our sins on the cross. He lived a perfect life and never sinned, not even once. And yet, because he loved us so much, he, Jesus, God's Son, died for us on the cross and took all of our sins upon us. It's like if we were in jail. We did all of these bad things, and we deserve eternal punishment. But Jesus loved us so much, he came and paid the price for us, so that we can be set free. His death covers all of our sins. The Bible says that whoever believes in Jesus will have eternal life. He rose from the dead 3 days after he died. In the Old Testament, God commanded the children of Israel to perform sacrifices. They would sacrifice animals, to atone for their sins or to cover their sins. But Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment of this sacrifice. He is the sacrifice for our sins. His blood covers over everything, and those who believe in him will have eternal life. Hey guys, before you go, I had a quick announcement for this podcast. So we're adding a new feature. The feature is that you can ask questions and I'll answer them for you. I might not get back to every single question that we have, but if you guys have any, I will try to get back to the most I can. And it'll be aired on this podcast. So if you have Bible questions, please send your questions to either kidsbiblequestions@gmail.com. That's kidsbiblequestions@gmail.com. Or you can always DM them to me on Instagram if your parents have Instagram and they let you message me on it. My username is Madison Jaffin. That's MadisonJaffin. Thanks so much, and I can't wait to receive your questions. Thanks so much for listening to this week's devotional. Make sure to share this podcast with all your friends and family, and tune in next week. God bless.